You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So there's one of these things that kind of went viral because some people did something and then it became one of these, who's in the wrong? Are they in the wrong for doing it? Are the people who are complaining about it in the wrong? But if you've tried booking a venue for a wedding anytime in the last few years, you know it's pretty damn expensive. So there's this couple that went into a coffee shop. It's like a mom and pop coffee shop. And they did basically a pop-up wedding there. They just showed up, invited their friends, 20 to 30 guests who showed up. They never asked permission of the coffee shop. They just showed up and did the wedding inside this coffee shop.
Yeah.
Now, the owners of the joint were not crazy about this because they said it made it difficult for their regular customers to come in and place orders because you've got a big crowd in there, which oftentimes, you know, will turn people away. If they see something's crowded, they won't go in. And I love this comment from the owners of the coffee shop when somebody asked them, why didn't you just put a stop to it? And what they essentially said was, you know darned well, if we had stepped in and tried to stop this wedding, that video would have gone viral, and then we would have been canceled.
Yeah, they're probably right, honestly.
They said the internet would cancel them if they interrupted somebody's blissful wedding.
What, you guys don't like love? Yeah. And your coffee sucks.
And they're absolutely right. That would have happened. So there was nothing for this coffee shop to do but sit there and take it.
Yes.
Now, on the other side of the coin, a lot of people are saying that, it didn't inconvenience the coffee shop that much, that the whole thing only lasted, what was it, like half an hour or something?
Okay.
And the coffee shop came back and said, yeah, but we will host weddings. We normally charge $500. If you want to get married in our coffee shop, we will be happy, but it'll cost you $500. And again, compared to what wedding venues cost, that's a drop in the bucket.
That's nothing.
So the bride then heard about that and offered them $200.
Okay, so she did it to, okay, maybe we messed up a little bit.
But wait, only because she felt shame.
But wait, there's more?
When they asked, they said, well, no, it's $500. She paid them nothing, and she called them unreasonable.
Okay.
So, who's right? Who's wrong?
Who's wrong? I know.
A pop-up wedding that lasts 30 minutes that takes up the coffee shop, and they paid nothing for it.
And if you have no idea what a pop-up wedding, they're also called micro-weddings. They're just similar to an elopement. It's this short and sweet ceremony, small guest count. Boom, it's done. In and out. You're on your way. That's a pop-up wedding. So it's quick, and then you bounce.
They had an officiant.
Okay.
And their photographer told one of the baristas to, quote, wait 5 minutes. When they were asked to stop blocking the door.
The thing that gets me is, you know, I don't really care that they did this. What bums me out is it sounds like of the 30 people there, maybe none of them even bought coffee while they were there. They weren't actual customers. Like, I wouldn't
feel
as... They
were just using the venue.
I wouldn't feel as dirty about this if they had all just got a cup of coffee then afterwards and celebrated, you know? But it sounds like they just left, did their thing and left.
Or bought even some pastries and stuff like
a
that.
A delicious pastry. Why not?
So
steal some Splenda.
You know, there's like if you go to a business.
Yeah.
Because I'm quite obviously on the coffee shop side here. It's like if you go to a business, you go around back and you use their dumpster without any permission. You like a bunch of stuff you've cleaned out of your garage. And so you go behind X store and you dump all your stuff in their dumpster. That's known as actually as theft of services. You can be arrested for that.
Yeah, because they pay for that dumpster.
Yeah. So in my mind, this is theft of services.
But then again, I put myself in the position if I were this business owner, I own this coffee shop. And this group of people loved my coffee shop so much that they rolled in for 25 minutes to have a cute little pop-up wedding out of nowhere. I would be like, man, I'm throwing this up on my socials immediately. The exposure I'm getting out of this is priceless. And it's cute that they thought of my business to do this. So I feel like I would be fine with it.
I get that argument. I hear you. Other side of that, though, is if you do one, you have to do them all.
All right, well, so be it.
Because how do you then, if you've got three more couples that come in over the next week that do it, and then again, blocking your doors, not allowing your customers to come in, not ordering anything, and not paying any fee for it.
Maybe after the first one or two, you do start laying down some ground rules, and then you throw the brakes on it if it starts to happen. But your exposure to this, your business exposure is priceless. Each time this happens, it is. Look at us talking about it in Colorado.
I know, but still.
You know it's being talked about everywhere. Being a traditional regular customer going into something like that, wouldn't that be kind of fun to just kind of mix up your day a little bit to see that as you walk into your favorite coffee shop? Like, oh my God, there's a wedding going on in here right now.
Last thing I'd want to do is push through a wedding to get to the...
How beautiful
I want to get
is.
To the counter and get my tea.
And get out.
And my vanilla scone.
All right.
The coffee shop normally charges $500 for this. These people weren't going to pay anything. And then the bride, hearing that she might get shamed out of this, offered $200. She's like negotiating. And then when the coffee shop said, well, no, it's $500, she called them unreasonable and just left. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Here comes Lauren on the phone. Lauren, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hi, Lauren.
Well, we're so glad you called. This is going around with people saying who was in the right, who was in the wrong. Was the coffee shop a little too puckered, or was this couple wrong?
I think the coffee shop's in the right. If it's a service that they're normally charging for, then it's not giving them a good benefit just to have pictures put on social media for that. I agree with it being a theft of services, right? I mean, especially if it's a mom and pop shop, they don't have that much money. They have employees they still have to pay. And at the end of the day, they probably lost out on a decent amount of money for this, which, you know, all that money goes to their light bills and everything. And I think it's what a lot of people forget about is...
I think they're going for the sympathy angle here. I would be curious, one, to find out how many weddings were actually being booked at this place. And if it was slow, that maybe this now has boosted their wedding venue reservations because they're going to go for the sympathy angle now. Because they're like, oh, woe is us. We lost out on so much business. But just as a reminder, we do weddings here for $500. And you're going to have people coming out of the woodwork now booking a ton of weddings at this place.
Listen, if you think they're playing the sympathy card, I got to tell you it's working because I have tons of sympathy for this business right now.
Yeah, it could be working, Lauren. I don't know. I'm almost wondering if the coffee shop did this on purpose so they feel like a victim. So then now people start booking. Hey, you never know. You never know what people will do.
Hey, you may be right, but I don't believe that.
You never know.
You know, there's the term that I like to throw around is COTU, C-O-T-U, Center of the Universe. There's a whole group of Center of the Universe people where everything revolves around them. And I think this is a couple and their friends. You know, Madeline, before we go to Rob's call, Madeline wrote in. She brought an interesting point. She goes, what about 30 people using this place's bathroom? And I hadn't even thought about that. So you've got the bathroom usage, toilet tissue, soap, paper towels, and stuff like that that the coffee shop is now paying for.
Yeah, there is that for sure. Yeah.
Taking care of that. You know, and these people aren't even customers.
Do we know? Did anybody poop? Do we know? Do we have the details on that?
I mean, there's so many elements involved here, you know?
Yeah, there is.
Hey, Rob, what do you think? Who's right? Who's wrong?
I'm on the 50-50 bandwagon because I feel that $200 is better than no dollars. And her thinking that he's unreasonable, he should have taken the $200 call today. But at the same point, I think the guests, like Jeremy said, should have bought a pastry or a cup of coffee or whatever. And Natalie, the previous text, that brings up a really good point, too. The whole bathroom thing and then leaving the place to there.
Well, how do we know that they don't know they're going to gain new customers now? Of these 30 people that were there that were like, oh, my God, I've never been to this place. Your coffee looks delicious. I'm now going to become a regular customer, too.
Yeah, that's possible. Rob, let me go back to the first thing you said. And I'm going to start by asking you, what do you do for a living?
I'm in the beer business.
Okay, beer. So what are you selling? Like a keg of beer? What are you selling?
No, I service beer systems.
Okay. So, and what do you charge? So let's say you charge $100 for that, just hypothetically. You said this coffee shop should say, oh, well, $200 is better than nothing. What if I took your services that are $100 and I said, I'll give you $25. Rob, that's better than nothing. Well, are you on board with that? Are you going to start offering your services for less because somebody says it's better than nothing? Honestly, would you do that?
Well, the service that we provide is free of charge just for
help. Oh, okay.
Oh, that doesn't
along.
Really work then. So why are we mad at people that roll into coffee shops?
My point is, if you go into a McDonald's and you take one of their burgers and they say, hey, that's $8. Like, look, I'll give you three because that's better than nothing.
Well,
where do you stop that rationale?
Again, I'm kind of going to that this is a public space as well. Like, you should be able to go in, and it's a public space open to the public. Why aren't we mad at people that wander into coffee shops and sit there and take up a table for 2 hours using the Wi-Fi, using the toilet?
It's not a public space. It's a private business, and I think the coffee shops who look the other way should be considered saints for people who go in and sit there with their laptop for 3 hours and don't order a single thing.
Yeah, but it's a business that encourages gathering and coming together and community.
Right.
And hanging out.
I agree, but it's not a public space. It's still a private business. And you're right. People do go in and take advantage of that. And I think that's horrible. I go do work at coffee shops all the time. I would never think of not buying something. But, you know, if I give them $1, it's better than nothing.
Leave a tip, I guess. I do still want to know if anyone in this wedding party bought something. Because then does it cancel all of this out?
What, one
if
one $7
person
coffee,
bought a coffee,
we'll call it good. Instead of $500,
I don't know.
We'll give them a $7
Maybe.
Coffee.
Maybe.
Angela, what do you think about this?
So I definitely think the wedding party was a little bit entitled in using a space of a business without permission. But that being said, I think the coffee shop owner could have utilized it to their benefit in a form of marketing. As Jeremy stated earlier, using social media to market. Well,
which
my gosh,
they are. They're doing it right now.
Yeah. Maybe not necessarily positively, though. And then,
yeah, but you know what?
Yeah,
thank
but they're
you for
still getting
call,
their
Angela.
Name out. Their name is out across the country now because of these 30 people.
Yes, and what they're saying is, hey, we can be taken advantage of. What kind of marketing is that? And I don't know that I have ever seen a social media post. I don't think I've ever seen a social media post of somebody's wedding, and I looked at that and go, ooh, I want to go to that place. That doesn't happen. It's just people like, oh, look at the dress she's wearing. Oh, look at that.
Really? You look at a social media post, you see pants that you might like, and all of a sudden you're ordering those pants. It's influencer marketing. This is influencer marketing at its best right here.
Okay, well, look, we can agree to disagree on that. I think what these people did was center of the universe mentality, entitled, as one person said, and then they got mad at the coffee shop because the coffee shop complained.
Yeah. I just love how juicy this is on both sides, honestly.
It's really good.
It's really good because, is there a right answer to this? I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't know.